We're getting reports today that fighting has erupted again in northwest Macedonia. On Friday, ethnic Albanian militants and Macedonian security forces exchanged heavy gunfire in Tetovo, Macedonia's second largest city. The United Nations Security Council has condemned the rebels, saying they threaten the security of the entire region. NPR's Guy Raz is in Skopje and joins us by telephone. Hello, Guy.
Good morning.
What's the situation at the moment?
Well, at the moment, we're on the fourth day of escalating fighting in and around northwest Macedonia. The scene in Tetovo yesterday was particularly tense. There was heavy gunfire only about 200 feet from the edge of town. Most of the hills behind the downtown area were ablaze, on fire. Streets of the town were empty. There were a few onlookers watching the spectacle from below. Every few seconds, a sparkle of gunfire would flash from the hills. And there was heavy, heavy bombardment all day long. A few mortar shells even fell in downtown Tetovo, and several stray bullets were reported there as well. Now, you have to remember that most of the fighting is taking place, of course, as I said, in the hills behind Tetovo. The rebels are believed to be mostly ethnic Albanians from Kosovo. It's believed that the National Liberation Army, the group that is fighting here in northwest Macedonia, is doing quite well in recruiting ethnic Albanians from Macedonia.
So is the fighting contained there in the mountains above Tetovo, or is it spreading?
Well, for now, most of the fighting is in northwest Macedonia. Of course, the government fears that it could reach Skopje, the capital of the country, which is only about 25 miles away from Tetovo.
You said the streets are quiet. Are people simply staying inside, or has the population left?
By and large, there isn't sort of a mass exodus yet. Train stations were quite full with people, and the bus station and the roads, there were families with packed belongings driving out of town. But generally, most people are still there in town, locked up inside their homes.
Why has the fighting broken out now? What's changed in that area?
Well, last month, the leaders of all the Balkan countries met here in Skopje to agree on international borders. And it's believed here that that agreement upset many of the ethnic Albanians because they weren't included in that discussion. Of course, it was just a formality. These agreements have been recognized by the international community. And many of those border areas are heavily populated by ethnic Albanians. I'm talking about the border between Macedonia, Kosovo, and Serbia. And the fear among ethnic Albanians is that, of course, if these borders are patrolled, then they would not have free access to cross back and forth through those borders. There's also a theory here in Macedonia that ethnic Albanian rebels are using this conflict here in northwest Macedonia and the previous conflict in Serbia as bargaining chips. In other words, we will pull out of these regions if the international community recognizes Kosovo as an independent state.
Mm-hmm. So it's not ethnic Albanians trying to make Macedonia an Albanian state. It's that they're trying to put pressure on to make Kosovo an Albanian state.
Well, that's definitely one possibility. They argue that they are sort of a diaspora now, divided among various countries.
So this is something of a devastating blow to Macedonia. Up to now, it's prided itself on avoiding the ethnic conflicts that its Balkan neighbors have suffered in the past few years.
Yeah, indeed. The army isn't prepared for war. The population isn't prepared for war. They've always prided themselves on having created a pluralistic society. There's a great deal of fear and frustration, not only here in Skopje, but in Macedonian Slavic communities around Tetovo as well.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, John.
NPR's Guy Raz speaking to us from Skopje.